application is the application of number 11285, the application of Barry and Wendy Peterman. Site is located southeast of Route 625, also known as Clendander Road, 1,700 feet northeast of Route 42, also known as North Union Church Road, being identified on the tax maps as tax map ID 2-30, map 12, parcel number 69. He's requesting a special use exception for a rifle pistol range. Let's see what we have here. Your packet shows the application, photographs taken by staff, section of the ordinance. I received no correspondence or written correspondence on this application.
Okay.
Evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes, my name is Barry Peterman, and my address is 16936 Clendaniel Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I've lived at my current address for a little over 10 years now, and during that time, we've had a private range where friends and family have come and enjoyed some shooting. I've also given some instruction there. I am retired from the military. I was a military police officer, and I was in charge of our unit's marksmanship training. I'm also a NRA certified instructor in rifle, pistol, and shotgun. And so a lot of friends and family come over and we do some shooting. I have decided to pursue a range application so that I can teach people how to properly shoot. I talked to my closest neighbors to see what they thought about this, and one of them, his name, he's just south of my property, is Ray Vincent, and Ray did not have an issue or problem at all with me doing this. So I talked to my next closest neighbor. My wife and I own about 3.5 acres, and we're out on a pretty, it's not very heavily populated road. It's about 2 miles long, and there's about 11 or 12 houses on our road. But still, being a good neighbor, I talked to my next closest neighbor, which is just north of my location. And he did have some concerns. And what he asked me to do is he asked me to limit my class to one class a week. And he asked also that I did not shoot on Saturdays and Sundays. So I would like to, in a sense, agree with that. And the shooting actually takes place only during hours of light. It would be approximately from 2 o'clock in the afternoon to at the very latest 5 o'clock. So what I'm asking the board to give me permission to is to hold one shooting class a week. It would only be a Monday through Friday class, never on a weekend. It would only be between the hours of 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. And that's what I'm asking for. I did bring some pictures on my property to show kind of how remote it is. I'm very blessed to have a thousand acre plus parcel of woods behind me. And actually my house is built in that woods. It's owned by Skip Jones from Milford. There's also an 800 acre field to the front of me, which these pictures show. And so, like I said, I'm just asking for very limited teaching time, one time a week, between Monday and Friday only, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., and that's all I'm asking for.
Who's in your class?
I'm sorry, what, sir?
Who's in the class?
We've been averaging, when I've been talking, I would say five to seven people.
Would you object if that was, if this were to be approved, if that was a condition?
Yes, I would not object. After talking with him, I think, you know, my main goal is I do want to be a good neighbor to my two closest neighbors, even though their homes are over 100 yards from, one is actually probably closer to 200 yards, and one is about 100 yards. And the one that's 100 yards is the one that came up with a suggestion of Monday through Friday and just one class a week. And so, therefore, you know, he's been a really good neighbor to me. They probably lived there for 5 or 6 years, and so I want to be a good neighbor. The other neighbor on the other side of me, his name is Ray Benson. He said, you know, he didn't care when I did them or how many I did them. It never bothered him. Since my other neighbor has given those restrictions, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
So basically, I'm just asking for a one-time-a-week window of no more than 3 hours, just one class.
So one class meaning one day of 3 hours?
Yes, just one day, and that would be for 3 hours.
Okay. Monday through a Friday.
And it would be only a Monday through a Friday.
Okay.
But you have that one class that goes from Monday through Friday?
No, sir. It would only be held for that for one day. This week it might be a Monday, for example.
Okay.
But it would only be a one-day class.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The type of training that I would do would only last for approximately 3 hours, and that would be it, and that would be all.
Okay, so in other words, you can have a class Monday through Friday every day, right? One class.
No, I would only, I'm only going to have one class a week. For example, it might be on a Monday, and somebody next week might say, hey, I'd rather do it on a Wednesday. So next week we would only have it on a Wednesday.
Okay.
For that week, yes, sir. No more than 3 hours of shooting per week. That is
okay.
That's my goal.
So if you're licensed to be an instructor, and your students are attempting to get their license,
that's correct.
To have a
that is correct.
Field weapon, and they have to be able to fire how many rounds?
Each person would fire 100 rounds. That's the required amount. 100
yeah.
rounds.
Okay. Yeah,
that would be with a handgun.
Right.
Handgun only, 100 rounds.
Yes, sir.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
Yes, you have three parcels, correct, there?
Yes, I do.
All 1 acre,
plus
or minus.
Something acres, yes, sir.
And the one that you're requesting this for is, it's not for all three, it's just for one?
That is correct.
And it is the one that is...
the property furthest north.
Borders of the 30-acre parcel behind it.
I believe it's called, I think I have the lot number here.
16.
It's lot number three.
Okay.
Lot number three.
And all caliber handguns, large and small, or...?
They range from a .22 caliber to... the largest caliber handgun I've had someone bring to shoot is like a 45 ACP.
Okay. I take it you would be taking all safety measures as far as berms
whatnot. Yes, sir. Like I stated, you know, I used to do this in the military, and I'm an NRA instructor, a qualified NRA instructor for pistol, rifle, and shotgun.
Do you happen to know, and this isn't a test question, but do you happen to know what type of noise levels there would be?
No, sir, I do not.
Okay.
No, sir, I do not. The gentleman who is the one that voiced a complaint, he lives, there's a lot in between my lot three. It's actually a right-of-way lot that goes to the acreage behind me, the 1,000-plus acres behind me. And then he's on the other side of that. So his property actually doesn't even touch my property, but because of it's about 100 yards from the range, I was concerned about what he had to say.
And the property behind you, is that wooded or open?
That's all wooded property.
Okay.
It's owned by Mr. Jones, and him and his sons use that 1,000-plus acres for hunting. But they're aware that I have a range there. And even though I have a 12-foot high berm, dirt berm, and it's 25 foot thick. They don't come up behind there for just, you know, safety reasons. Plus, they have 1,000 plus other acres to hunt, so.
But the wood, okay, but it's all wooded and therefore
it's very thick, somewhat of a noise buffer.
Okay.
Yes, completely around my range is all woods.
Okay.
There's no open space whatsoever. It's all thick woods.
Okay. And how many people maximum did you say you would like to allow for?
I would have no more than 10 people in a class, but the average would probably be closer to, let's say, 6 to 7.
So to clear the record, you could have 10. That's the maximum you would have. That's
yes.
That's the real question.
10 would be all that I would want. And not all 10 would be shooting at the same time. I would only have about 2 to 3 people actually shooting, and then they would finish, and they would step back to the safety area, and then the next group would come up and shoot.
Further questions then, Mr. Wortman?
No.
I do have a letter from one of my neighbors who, he's a little bit further down the road, but I asked him to either write either a positive or negative, and he gave me a letter today that has notarized, and then I have some pictures, and I don't know if you gentlemen want that.
Sure. We got pictures.
Yeah, we've got pictures that you have with your packet. I guess, are they different?
If you want to submit the letter, you need to submit it, or it's not a part of the record.
When, sir?
If you want to submit the letters in support or whatever, you need to submit it so we have a copy of it.
Okay.
The pictures are what you've already submitted?
I don't know.
Of your property?
Yeah, it's just the property. It just shows from my driveway.
Okay, we haven't seen those. If you want to submit them, sure.
The pictures that you received were taken by staff.
Okay.
Bye.
By staff.
Okay.
Well, here's a letter that my one neighbor wrote.
And the picture, there's 3 pictures. I pass it down. The letter was from the neighbor, was Kirk Marino. I'm writing in regard. My residence is located down the street, approximately 150 yards away. I've lived on from down the road for 6 years. Throughout that time, Mr. Peterman has used his private range on a regular, although very limited, basis. Since our houses are in such close proximity, gunfire can occasionally be heard from my residence. However, it is by no means a nuisance or distraction. As I work shift work, including nights, I often sleep during the day. I cannot recall any instance where the shooting has woken me or kept me from sleeping. And he fully supports Mr. Peterman's application and sees no reason why it should not be granted. And appreciates the opportunity to be heard.
Again, any further questions, Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, would you keep your hands up, please?
There's 7 there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Okay, do we have a spokesman for the group? Or those that would like to speak, would you please come forward now and be sworn in?
Mr. Peterman, you can have a seat up front if you'd like.
Yeah, you can sit right down up front if you would, sir, until they're done, I'm sure. Again, all those that would like to speak in opposition, please come forward at this time so it can be sworn in. Again, final call. We're going to swear everyone in at once. Okay?
Okay.
Who's now, is this the address group?
Tracy Dormer, 16950 Pendama Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
You are?
Richard A. Jackson, 16990 Pendama Road.
Okay.
Mr. Mike Campbell, 17016 Pendama Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
Robert Elion, 10480 North Eugene Church Road, right across from the proposed range.
Can you guys come up a little bit so we can catch them?
10238 North Union Church Road.
Yeah.
Benjamin A. Jones, 20122 Cedar Beach Road, Milford, Delaware, 19963.
And do you all swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Ladies first.
She was here first, so.
Ladies go first. I'll sit down right up front. Good evening, ma'am.
Well, I feel that the approval of this rifle range would adversely affect our property values. I grew up about a mile from a rifle and pistol range, and that sound carried. That was in Pennsylvania. There were hills and valleys, and the sound did still carry. But this is about 100 yards from my house, and I don't know where he got his figures, but on Google Earth, his range is only 62 yards from the neighbor that's closest to him. Mine's 100 yards. And I don't know anybody that would want to buy a property with the noise that this generates, because there have been classes there 4, 5, and 6 days a week since last December. A lot of those classes at the beginning of the year had 10 participants, which is 1,000 rounds of lead a day going downrange. And he's talking about a berm. It has a back berm. It has no side berms to deflect ricochets or anything of that sort. And it doesn't matter how thickly wooded this area is, it does not stop the sound. It has been horrendous. And I have health problems, and unfortunately, a lot of days when I need to lay down is when they're starting their shooting, and it's very frustrating. And even according to DENREC regulations, you cannot fire for hunting, you can't fire a firearm within 100 yards of an occupied dwelling. So right there, the neighbor that's closest to him, that would be in violation. And we have no idea who's going to be using this range. And I think that's pretty much everything that I had written down.
All right, ma'am.
Pam, are you right next to his lot?
No. It's his house, the shooting range, then that, I guess, the right-of-way.
The open field, okay. Then yeah. You're the next house.
No, that's Roger Williams and Dan Webster, and then mine.
Then yours.
Yes.
Okay.
So your property does, according to the tax map, begins 300 feet or 100 yards from his property.
Right.
Gotcha.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
How long have you lived there, ma'am?
Ma'am?
How long have you lived there?
Just over 3 years.
Okay.
Mr. Bowman, any questions? No more questions. She answered.
Okay.
I've lived in that Bregman Place more than 50 years.
Can you state your name again, please?
Robert Young.
More
than 50 years, and he said about a big field between us with my house closed up and the air conditioner on, it's still plenty loud. I was a member of Rifle Pistol Team for 30 years. They've got a good range at Bridgeville that I was a member of. They have enclosed small arms range, a 600-yard range. It's very safe and been there for a long time. So if they want to shoot, all you have to do is be a member, and you're allowed to bring any people you want in there. Now, whether it's a business or not, that I don't know. But it's a very safe place. I've never heard of an accident there. And it's been there more than 60 years. And it's isolated. There's enough woods and swamp behind it. They're actually thinking about building a 1,000-yard range.
No, are we talking about this property? Or are you you're talking about
a
different...
I'm saying there's a close one they can
use. Okay, right? But you're also say that you have to be a member to go and shoot.
Yeah,
there.
But when I was there, it didn't cost anything.
Okay.
Hey, where do you live, sir?
Right across the road. I'm 104H0 North Union Church Road. I can see the property from my place.
Okay.
One other question. His application in the paper as for rifle pistol range. Which is he doing?
That's the way it's written in the code. It's written together.
In other words, you prove it, he can shoot rifles there?
The application, he can restrict it by stating he only wants to shoot pistols. But the way it's written in the code, it says rifle or pistol range.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't separate them.
Okay, but he can't use a rifle then.
He's requested pistols only.
Okay, because that's not what the application in the paper said.
That's because it has to be advertised according to the county ordinance.
All right.
Okay. Next, someone.
Name's Richard Jackson.
Yes, sir.
I reside with Ms. Dormer. We've lived there about 3.5 years. We moved in. We were aware that he had a private range. However, since December, he has been, well, not him, Merino Tactical Solutions has been conducting classes to teach people concealed carry and to familiarize them with firearms. Having been also a retired member of our services, I understand the need for this in our country. But there are 13 houses along that road. His measurements, unless he took them some other way, are pretty well off. His nearest neighbor to the range is 62 yards from his firing line. Miss Dormer's house is 380 feet from that firing line. They are not behind it, they are beside it. There are people going to be there who are unfamiliar with firearms. Yes, it is wooded, but does anyone want to take the chance on that round making it through there? I have a hard time saying anything negative to this because I own firearms. I hunt, I shoot. But this isn't the right place. I have a child who rides a bicycle up and down that road. There are other children who ride bicycles up and down that road. People who are unfamiliar with firearms should be in an appropriate area to learn. The United States military, as I'm sure Mr. Peterman will attest to, does not place its ranges near its barracks. Ricocheted rounds can travel very far. I've also heard, and there is a distinction, you can tell the difference, rifles fired down there. Okay, fellas sighting in his rifle deer season, fine. I've often heard rapid fire, and on more than one occasion, oddly, automatic gunfire come from this range. I don't feel that it is in a safe environment for a range, nor do I feel that it has been operated at times in a safe manner. I frequently, not nearly as frequently as they, but frequently sight in rifles in our backyard where I have a small berm. I never shoot more than 10 or 15 shots. It's usually a black powder weapon, not a very powerful piece of armament. They have had classes there with 10 people. There was no limit on the number of people standing at the firing line shooting. 5, 6, 8, 10 people firing 100 rounds as quickly as they can get it done to familiarize themselves with a weapon. Can any of you imagine laying down trying to sleep with this? It's during the day, of course. But as I stated, I'm a disabled veteran. I suffer from massive migraines on a regular basis due to a head injury sustained during my military service. At any given point in time, I am bedridden or on the couch, medicated, and the sound travels to a point where on the back porch, it's like I'm at the firing line. In the house, I might as well be watching a Western on television. They've had no consideration for their neighbors. They didn't ask anyone. They just simply commenced teaching this class. It's not safe. It's not the proper environment. It's entirely too close to people's houses. I would ask that you deny him this on the simple fact of the matter that it isn't safe. There are, as I said, children, school buses go up and down that road. While they're shooting, my son's school bus is dropping him off. There are proper ranges in this state, and there are proper places for this in this state. The gentleman who wrote him his letter that says, hey, it's okay, I believe that's the same Mr. Marino that's teaching the class. So I would say that's a biased letter. I can't in good conscience condone what he does there. And I don't expect any of you to. If it was your neighbor, if it was 100 yards from your door, how would you feel about it? That's all I'm asking you to think about.
Good evening, members of the board. I'm Benjamin Jones. I personally do not live on that road, but I'm representing my family, who my dad, brother, and I all own contiguous, separate but contiguous parcels that back up the lot three that he was talking about to the one side of the range and the woods behind it. I'd like to clarify that his figures were inaccurate. We own 450 acres back there, of which 100 of it is tillable land. So just to get that straightened out, that we don't have 1,000 acres there. It is wooded. Now I would like to address the character or lack thereof of Mr. Peterman, depending on how you view my statements. The first occurrence I had with Mr. Peterman, he was more than a quarter mile over the property line with his family one evening. I approached him. He proceeded to run back into the woods with his family. I finally called up to him because I was in a vehicle. They were on foot. I asked him, you know, I told him it was private property. I appreciate it if he stayed off. He said he had permission, which he did not. So lie number one. The second time I have an incident or run in with Mr. Peterman, I was back on my farm, and I heard multiple gunfires throughout the afternoon. So I went to investigate it and went up and down the road and could not see where the shots were coming from. Well, sneakily, he had this private range hidden from the road where the trees were grown up. You couldn't see the range. Come to find out, after further investigation, and the fires, the shots had ceased, I went back there and realized that his range, his berm, his targets, everything were well over the property line onto our property. I don't know exact figures on depth, but it was well over the property line by several, if not, my guess would be 40 to 50 yards. I confronted him. He was not there at the time. It was his son there and some friends and whatnot. I confronted them. He later came to me, apologized, said he didn't know, blah, 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 blah. Since then, he has moved the range up closer to the road off our property. The trees that he cut to have the range originally, I never made him replace those 20 to 30-year-old trees. He did move the berm up. I was okay with that at the time. But since then, day in, I'm not there every day, but day in, day out when I'm there, there's multiple gunshots on the property. So that's all I'd like to say.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Mike Campbell, and I've lived at 17016 Condander Road for over 35 years. I'm about 100 yards from that pistol range. And I've told Mr. Peterman himself, because he did stop and talk to me, and I've told him myself, there's no place in an area that's zoned residential, agricultural, for a pistol range. He can have 5 to 10 cars up there. And when they have 5 to 10 cars up there, if they have 10 cars up there, you're going to hear 1,000 rounds. If they have 5 cars, you're going to hear 500 rounds. And you're not going to hear them one at a time. They're going to be multiple. And for that to go on for 2 to 3 hours, it's a little distracting. I mean, I've lived in the country all my life. And the reason I live in the country is because it's peaceful. And when you're listening to pistol rounds go off for 2.5 hours, 3 hours, that's not peaceful. He also threw out the possibility of not firing on weekends. Again, I reiterated to him that there is no room for a pistol range in a residential area. The sound is unbelievable. Even though I live 100 yards away, mm-hmm. You can stand out behind my garage. Where I spend a lot of time in the garage. I'm an outside person. And trust me, it sounds like it's right next to my woods. I mean, it's just unbelievable, unbelievable. And these people that live over on North Union Church Road, it's not like it's muffled. It's like you're there. And I don't think when you live, when I first moved to the country years ago, I expect to hear hunters. I expect to hear shotgun blast, depending on what hunting season it is. But I don't expect to hear pistol rounds 2, 3, 4 times a week sometimes. Now, this didn't just start yesterday. This has been going on for about a year and a half. And up until this point, up until this hearing was granted, to my knowledge, he didn't approach any of the neighbors when he first put that pistol range in there. So, like I say, it didn't just start a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's very distracting, and I'd certainly appreciate any consideration you all can give to it to let that thing maybe move somewhere else.
So you're the neighbor that lives
100 yards.
100 yards
north.
That, according to Mr. Peterman's testimony, had no objection if it was only
okay,
one
day. Okay, I'm right next door to him. I'm just north of him.
You heard his testimony, and he
yes.
had a neighbor that was said that had no objection between the hours of 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. one day a week.
Right. I have objections to that.
You do have objections?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
sir.
Just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
Like I said before, I don't see where there's any place for a rifle or a pistol range
okay.
in a residential area.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
My name is Robert Young. I live 10238 North Union Church Road, which is directly across an open field from his house, approximately an eighth of a mile.
Mm-hmm.
But and I'm here because it's been going on for every year, and it's just very annoying. I mean, that's all you can hear. It's been going on 4 or 5 days a week, and that's why I'm here to voice my opinion.
All right, sir. Okay. Okay, hearing no other opposition.
I have a question for the applicant, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Sure.
Could I make a quick statement?
Well, I have a question.
Yeah,
okay,
a question
sure.
First.
Have you been operating this business for the length of time that's been suggested?
There is, yes, we have had people coming over, and that's why we got the reason that we're applying now is because we got a cease and desist order from the county. And I asked the person who came out, I said, well, what do I need to do to be legal here? What do I need to do to make this, you know, to do it? And he said, well, you have to apply for a variance.
Part of your business is safety and permissions, correct?
I'm sorry, what, sir?
Part of your business is safety and permissions.
Yeah.
Would you operate a rifle range without finding out what the allowable use
was? We weren't operating any kind of rifle range.
Or
we've never done
range.
Any, right? We've just been doing some pistol training there on the property.
And why would you do that without finding out if it's allowed or not?
Because I've had the range there for many, many years, and you know, I know how to safely train people on, and especially. You know, there's a lot of exaggeration and even some lies that were stated tonight to you folks, and that's okay. I understand. I didn't realize that there was the negativity about having the range there, and I can understand maybe some tempers are, you know, a little heated, but everything that's been done up to this point has been done with the utmost safety and the concern for others, not just the people shooting, but even my neighbors. And
what about Mr. Jones' testimony that you
That there was two very serious lies told by Mr. Jones tonight, and I'm very disappointed in him. The first one is the first time that we did meet with him, the property was not owned by Mr. Jones. It was owned by another gentleman who they were trying to they were purchasing it off of, and we did have his name is Joe Wells, and we did have his permission to be on the property, and not only that, even to build ATV trails, anything we wanted to do, because we were actually talking about purchasing the property ourselves from Mr. Jones when we purchased the original property from him. He changed his mind. He gave them the option to purchase it. The second time Mr. Jones came onto our property, he was very ignorant, cursing, screaming, telling my youngest son that he was going to call the police when he found out later that the range property was our property and not his property. He had just purchased the property at the time. It was unsure about the lines of the property. My berm at the time was sitting on his property by just a few feet. I immediately had the property surveyed. I immediately removed the dirt from his property and put the berm back onto my side of the property. So he is correct that there was I was across the line with my berm, but I immediately rectified that. Within 3 days, it was taken care of. So I don't want to be painted as this horrible, you know, trespassing person. And by the way, I don't want a rifle range there. I'm only asking for a pistol range. No rifle training will be conducted there. No shotgun training will be conducted. Only handgun.
Have you
had rifles there before?
I'm sorry, what, sir?
Have you shot rifles there before?
Yes, I have shot my own personal rifles there before. When I've sighted in my rifles, when I'm just out with my sons having fun, we've shot our personal rifles into the range where there's never been any rifle training done there ever before. There's never been any shotgun training there ever before.
In your preparation for tonight, did you seek any professional any professionals in as far as real estate
No, I just asked for the county
as far as the adverse or the effect on adjacent properties.
No, I just looked at the counties, what they had written for ranges, the paperwork that you guys had that cover ranges and stuff. That's all I looked at.
The reason I asked that question, the burden proof is on you to convince us that it won't substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. And I didn't know if maybe you had researched or...
No, I have no paperwork that would state otherwise.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Edson.
And I'm actually a little surprised. Now, I mean, some of these folks aren't my neighbors, and their places are quite a ways away, so I would never have an opportunity to talk to them. But living so close to some of these other folks, I'm really surprised that over the last year and a half that no one has approached me. I mean, I'm a very approachable person. I mean, I don't have a gate at the end of my driveway. I'm really surprised that there's these kind of issues, and nobody, if they've been upset about it for a year and a half, why nobody said anything?
And forgive me for not remembering the gentleman's name that lives across from the right-of-way. Mm-hmm. But you had suggested at least... What I took from your testimony is he didn't have objection as long as it was one day a week and between.
Well, that's the one, correct, that lives closest to the range. He's the gentleman that, you know, I listen to carefully because, you know, to me, him being that close to the range, you know, he's going to be the one that's being affected. So, oh, and he did have one other stipulation that I didn't shoot before 10 a.m., no shooting before 10 a.m. and be done by 5 p.m. and one day a week.
So he didn't express to you any objection to?
Oh, no. Those were his stipulations. Okay. He said if as long as I did that, he did not have a problem.
Okay. All right. Thank you. No other questions.
You're talking about Mr. Vincent.
No. He, Mr. Vincent, is my neighbor on the south side. He had no stipulations whatsoever. This is the other gentleman who is actually these folks' neighbors.
And, this gentleman here.
He lives at the property at 169.
Excuse me, just a moment, please. Your name. What is your name, sir? You. Yes. What was your name?
Mike Campbell.
Mike Campbell, and you live.
I live across me, 100 yards.
Can you come up front so we can get this on record, please? Thank you.
Okay. He's two houses past this neighbor that I'm talking about. It's this neighbor, then these folks, and then Mr. Campbell.
So this isn't the gentleman that you said had no objection if it was only one day a week and...
No, he's
okay.
Three houses down.
I got you.
I was just trying to figure out who the neighbor was because he made reference to the neighbor, but I didn't get the name.
Yeah.
Okay. What,
do you know their full names?
Dan Webster and Roger Williams.
Dan Webster.
Roger
Williams.
And they're not here this evening?
No, they're not here.
Okay.
No.
And she lives the next lot past that.
And they live the next lot past it, correct.
Yeah. And they hear it, and this guy doesn't bother him.
I've spoken with them.
Chuck, we'll ask the questions. Thank you.
When I approached them, the one gentleman was working, and he spoke for his partner, and he said that they've talked, and as long as I followed those guidelines, they didn't have a problem. No shooting before 10 a.m., be done by 5, and no weekend shooting, and only one day a week.
You can, Mr. Campbell, you can answer. Thank you.
Okay.
I've got a couple questions, Mr. Chairman.
Yep, go ahead, Mr. Sharp.
The spent rounds or casings, what have you, what cleanup do you have for that?
Every day, we have little roller machines, and we, as soon as the shooting's done, we clean up all the brass, and then we reprocess the brass, my sons and I, and we actually reload for ourselves.
Do you know if any of those have gone on to neighboring properties?
Oh, no, no. We're shooting at, we're probably, well, of course, to the right of the range is all my property. It goes down two more lots. To the left of the range where I'm shooting at is probably a good 30 feet or so, and it's not, we're not even close to the line when we're firing.
What's the direction of the range in relation to the road?
It's
the perpendicular?
It's 100 yards, basically. If I'm the road, the range is this way, and it's facing away from the road, I'll put it that way.
Okay.
It's completely facing away from the road.
Is it... So the range, you're shooting in the, if you're coming off of the road, you're shooting in that direction,
in
like
a sense,
towards the rear
my,
of your yard.
My back is facing the road, okay. And my range is facing the furthest away from the road. Yeah.
And you've heard some concerns about your neighbors about sound.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any
I don't have a
comment
problem
on how to address that?
Yeah, I can actually, and I don't have a problem with this being a stipulation, of putting in dirt berms that run the length of the range where we're shooting at. There's currently a 12-foot wall of dirt, and it's 25-foot thick, but I would not have a problem with extending that dirt berm to run down the sides of the range, which therefore, as the sound comes out, it will hit the berms and go up. The majority of the sound will go up. Currently, I do not have side berms, but after listening to some of the concerns, I would not hesitate to install side berms. Matter of fact, whether you guys allow me to do this or not, for my own personal, now that I understand some of the issues and problems, I'm going to do it anyway. So when I'm out there shooting on my private range with my children or friends or whatever, as I said, you know, I want to be a good neighbor. I've had the range for approximately 10 years. I don't understand about this 4 and 5 day a week shooting. That's not what's been going on. Now, I'm not saying that I haven't personally shot or one of my children haven't. My oldest son is an officer candidate in the National Guard, and he's shooting all the time and practicing and stuff. My youngest son truly enjoys, you know, shooting, and he's out there a lot shooting by himself. But, you know, as I've stated, I've kind of put a lot of restrictions on my own self on this if you pass it, and I will follow those to the T. You know, one class a week, 3 hours of shooting, and that will be all.
Okay.
And build side berms.
And build the side berms, yes.
Okay. Mr. Workman, you have any other rebuttal, anything?
No. I have one question for you.
You're going to ask us.
You got to ask us, sir. Then we'll ask him.
Okay.
Come forward.
Come up. Yeah, you come up front here then.
My question is, why would you even consider approving a rifle range in a residential area? The two don't mix.
But, sir, it's not going to be a rifle range. It's just going to be...
Any range.
Okay,
why
but
would
you...
Why would you approve any range in a residential area?
Well, let me ask...
Houses that close.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Because I know the range that you're speaking of in Bridgeville.
Yes.
And what is it zoned?
What's now?
What's the zoning of that
range? I have
no
idea. It's been there about 60 years.
Mr. Lank?
Agriculture residential.
Thank you. Yeah.
Same thing.
Okay.
Same thing.
That's why.
But it might say it's grandfathered in. You're thinking about a new one.
Well, you're asking the question, why would we consider granting it in an agriculture residential? Yeah. It's because
if
they're...
If you were a resident, would you approve it? Okay, that's my question. I don't think it applies to a residential area. Because the Bridgeville range, if you've ever been over there, there's very few houses around it. There's houses completely around this range, especially on three sides of it. And they're building more. Right now there's five houses under construction close enough that they can probably hear some of this firing. Five new houses.
Thank you.
Okay. There's going to be more residential than ever.
Okay. I'm sorry? Okay, I'll take this, the last one, because I called for all of them before, ma'am. So go ahead, go up there and get sworn in, but there'll be no more.
You state your name and address for the record.
I'm Jessica Young. It's 16341 Young's Farm Road.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Ma'am, and I ask that you not be repetitive of what the board has already heard. If you have something new that you would like to offer, that'd be acceptable. But please, again, don't be repetitive of what we've heard from these other people.
I'll keep it short. I think you've all been here quite a while, but...
No, it's fine. Just don't be repetitive.
Okay. I actually grew up on the farm, Young's Farm, which is, if I walk out the front door, the house in question that's firing is directly across the field, and there is no wooded land between us. It's a line of trees, one single line of trees. I can see the house very clearly. They can see me clearly, and you can hear very, very clearly. It was always a quiet property, always a peaceful place. Mm-hmm. I moved away to send my daughter to a boarding school, but as a day student, so that's why I left the area. I came back, and I have, the whole time I've been gone, just wished for this peaceful farm that I knew and loved. And now it's Beirut, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And even if it were not for the safety concern, the noise, it does affect everyone. It's very disturbing. Mm-hmm. I do shoot. I'm not against it. I was in a gun club in Pennsylvania. I know how to keep it quiet. There are reactive targets. There are silencers. I mean, if there could be a way to make it safe and prove that it's safe, couldn't it be quiet?
Okay, thank you. Okay. Everyone done? Any more questions?
No other questions.
Mr. Mill?
No other questions.
Mr. Hudson? Okay, that's again then, that's there being again then no other opposition. Chair would entertain a motion. And gentlemen, with all that has been, the testimony and stuff has been presented, I would like to consider we table this until our next regular meeting.
I would agree with that.
I'm sorry?
I would agree with that.
All right. And if you want.
So moved.
Sorry.
I'm going to have to make the motion.
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 11,285 until our next regular meeting, which will be Monday, November the 4th. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,285 is tabled until our next regular meeting. What there means, there may be a decision here made that evening. You're welcome to come, but the testimony is closed. There'll be no more testimony taken that evening, but you're all welcome to come, or you can watch it on the internet if you would like. Okay? Thank you for coming.